Okay, so where are we holding? By Rabin Yoino. Oh, Shkoyach, perfect timing. You're such a tzaddik. Wow. Thank you. Okay, Orlis is Nayim we're talking about. L'shama L'moisha, because of the Orlis is Nayim. Then you're going to cause a b'shar tshuva. Oid omer shloima. Pasuk says mishlei. Mo'er inayim yismach leiv. Shmua toiva. Tadashin etzim. Oizin shemaz tuchachas chayim. Bekerev chacham tolv. V'yeish dekol chacham leiv l'das. Ki lo yitochein shechi b'shloima ala b'shalom dvarim b'teilim ke'e l'chinam v'soich divri hamusav yir Hashem. Meaning, yeah, Shlomo Melech not just saying poetic things. B'shekvar heyed the love of Kosev, the pasuk says, v'chach mechol ha'odom. Achein zeh pesher ha'dover. What he's saying in this pasuk is like this. Mo'or einayim bismach leiv. Ha'ayin even nichpod mo'oid. The eye is very important even. You see with the eye the things that are mesamech the leiv, more inayim yismach leiv. You see, you know, whatever beautiful things in the world, it's mesamech you. V'nichbud emivenu ha'oizen, but the oizen is even more mechubedik. Ki yishmu ba shmu toivo, because from the ear you hear good things, shmu toivo. Hamidyashenas is the etzim, and that fattens the etzim, the bones. She'ain by hagosha, v'lo yedushin b'mor inayim. Bilti b'tainig yeser. Ah, he's saying like this. In other words, you see from the pasuk that what he hears from the ear, the shmua toiva that a person hears, is even more choshev than the good things that he sees. Because the good thing that he sees is samach d'leiv. That's one madriga. Okay, samach leiv, but to be medashin the etzem. I mean, what Shlomo Melech picking an etzem? Tahayinu the leiv. We know the leiv is the place of feelings, the place that we talk about. Or there's simcha, there's atzvus, whatever there is. But the etzem is a bone. It's nothing. It doesn't feel. And afal pichin, it's saying there's shmur toiv to dashin etzem. It's teaching you that the Shmur Toiver runs even deeper. Yeah? Because the Etzim represents something that can't really be Nisayir except through even a bigger tiny than what the Lev could be Nisayir from. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Shemsimas Enoi Noitzle Deme Enoi. If he's mesamech the person's eyes, he pays him for his eyesight, his eye, whatever that value is. Chayshar, if he deafens him, noisily to make kula, he pays him for his whole value. You see, it's more chashiv. Ve'ein ha'adam chayv la'avodas Hashem is baruch be'avodah v'yitzurah v'kulam ki la'avodasoy yotzram v'shakot z'kol pa Hashem l'maneyu af ki be'avodah m'rechbadam asher yotzor lo'id nischayv la'avod be'em es yotzram. What's he saying? You are chayv to use all the evarim to serve Hashem, because it says kepol Hashem l'man neyu. Okay, I guess, but even more so, the evarim rechbadim you have to use to serve Hashem. Ba'oynish agado yesem oid, im yefriyem mi maisem mitzvoyis of va'avoydo lo yavoyd behem. And the Einish is very great if he takes his Ivarim and he distracts them from the Ma'is HaMitzvahs, and he doesn't do Avodat Hashem with them, and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do with them. Ki Hashem hated me by b'chushim nechbadim toy v'atzumo, because over here it's really like a kafoy toyva. He doesn't appreciate what Hashem gave him. Again, Hashem gave him a great gift with these chushim nechbadim, eyesight, hearing. It makes a person very. It's the, like the crown of a person. These koichas that he has. So therefore, Shomel is talking about the milus of the ear of hearing. In order to bring out how great your chiyuv is in avodas Hashem. In other words, Shlomo Melech is not just talking.
With the ear itself?
Yeah, meaning he's not only just being madgish over here what a unbelievable koyach it is, but the point is that what it means here is Hashem. Because the greater the thing is, the more, based on the rules of Akaras HaToiv and how a person is supposed to behave, the more he's mechuyev to use that in his avodah is Hashem. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying in the pasuk. Then he explains after that, he says, this is what the avodas ha'oizen is. The avodas ha'oizen, how to use your ears in avodas Hashem, to hear teichacha. And that's what the pasuk continues. And the pasuk says, oizen shema'as teichacha tzchaim, v'kerev chachamim talon, perish. Roy l'shkoin b'ni chachamim, it's kedai to live among the chachamim, because you're going to listen to their techacha. In other words, if you listen to their techacha, then it's kedai to live by them. And the Gemara says that if you're not going to listen to the techacha, it's better not to live by them. Right? The Gemara says by Rabbi Kofafloy, Rabbi Shenin Kofafloy. Amr Chazal, not for Adam, you know the Gemara. The Gemara has a stira, you're supposed to live by your Rebbe, not live by your Rebbe. It has a stira. So the Gemara answers in brachas. This is when you cough up to the Rebbe, then you should live there. If you're not cough up to the Rebbe, then you shouldn't live there, because it's only going to cause you more averis and more, you know, you're not listening. Rav Hutner said that was the whole maisa with Sarah and Hagar, that says Sarah threw Hagar out the first time around. Not when she threw Hagar out with the Shmuel. That was because he was having bad influence on Yitzchak. But the first time, he says, what did Hagar do already? So there's different mahalchim in that. There's a Ramban, there's a scary Ramban on that that says in Echanami. He says, Sarah Minu did a chait when she was mad at Hagar the first time. And he said, because of that chait, Hagar's children are going to bother Sarah's children until the end of time. But Rav Hutner said a different mahalach. Rav Hutner said, no, the pshat is, because Hagar was the Talmud and Sarah was the Rebbe. So as long as you cough up to me, it's good, you should live here. But it says, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? But the Kal Gavir Tabein Neho. Hagar started because she became Nisabra, and Sarah couldn't, so she lost COVID for her. Said, if you're not going to cough up to me, you're not allowed to stay here. It's halacha, you're not allowed to stay. So it could be Adarab, Rav Hutner says. Could be so he was crying about it the whole time, but this is the din, you have to leave, I'm sorry. You have to go. Yeah. So anyway, that's what he's touching up, that's what I'm putting the touch up. But anyway, that's what he's touching up the pasuk here. He's saying, because look at the order of the pasuk. The order of the pasuk is always in Shemas to Chachas Chaim, you listen to Toychacha, and then it says Mekar V'Chacham Ton, then it says dwell among the Chacham. Why is it saying that order? That's what he's saying, because only if you listen to Toychacha, then it's Kedai to stay by the Chacham. If you won't listen, it's not Kedai. It's only going to make matters worse for you, because then you're going to have worse of problems in your head that you should have been listening and you weren't. But if you're not to be there at all, like the Gemara Taka says. Okay. V'yomu Chazal, says it Shmois Rabba, Nopo Adam and Agag, Menishpur Evar, a person fell off the roof and broke his bones. Tzarek Rotiyah, the Chaboshes, the Chalever, Mevar, the Etzem Atzom, if he needs bandages all over his body. V'achoyte, Shechot, the Chalevarov, and a Chote who did averus with all of his limbs, and it's like a person, he's kilu a person that has broken bones all over him. Shnemar mikavr elav yadroish ein boy misoim. Right, there's nothing. Right, I think we use that lashon maybe Rosh Hashanah Kippur also and slichas ein boy misoim. There's nothing perfect. Everything's broken. And the Baruch Hashem has a way of giving him a complete refuah in one shot. You don't have to set necessarily each bone separately. You have a different bandage in each bone. You have a refuah that can affect the entire person at once. What's that? Shmias oizen. Shemar tu es nechem luchoy la yishimu v'tchin afshechem. If a person's open to hearing that, you know, that there are things he can fix and that there's things he can do, and he's makabel that toichacha, it could change the whole person. All right, we'll stop here for now. It's a long piece, this piece.
What was that?
What?
How did you get out of that?